From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
In sports, Tyler Reddick took the checkered flag at Michigan on Monday to pick up his second win of the season. Reddick was able to hold off William Byron in multiple overtime restarts for the win. Reddick dedicated the win to his mentor, Scott Bloomquist, who died in a plane crash on Friday.
It's been a minute. It's been really cool, but I can't help but sit here in victory lane and think of Scott Bloomquist, man. Huge mentor to me, an incredible role model and legend of dirt racing and motorsports. So the last couple of days have been tough, and this really helps it. And so this win, I think, should go for him and his family, his friends, and all that meant a lot to him.
Ty Gibbs, Kyle Busch, and Brad Keselowski finished 3-5, while Chris Buescher, Zane Smith, Daniel Suarez, Denny Hamlin, and Carson Hocevar were 6-10. NASCAR returns to Daytona on Saturday night. NASCAR also made a big announcement on Monday. The Clash will move from Los Angeles to Bowman Gray Stadium in Winston-Salem in February. The race will be held on February 2nd. NASCAR hasn't held a race at Bowman Gray Stadium since 1971. Washington Commanders rookie quarterback Jaden Daniels has officially been named the starting quarterback for the team. Daniels was selected second in the NFL draft in April and won the Heisman Trophy at LSU last season. Daniels has been impressive in both preseason games so far, completing 80% of his passes and passing for 123 yards. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.